wanted to ask you about how our concept of free will gives us the illusion of control. Because much of what you've been saying and I've learned about Eastern traditions ask us to surrender, collapse, relax, and let it be. And kind of free will, that we swim in a culture of free will in the West, and which gives us illusion that we can control the next moment. And I sense that in some ways we have to learn to let go of that. So I just wanted to know if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yes, ultimately you let go of it because you realize that there's no individual entity that either has free will or doesn't have free will. But at a more relative level, you do seem to have free will. Whether it's an illusion or not doesn't really matter. You do still seem to have it. Mm-hmm. So use your seeming free will in a service of love and understanding rather than abdicate the responsibility of making decisions by saying, I have no free will. No, you feel you have free will. Mm-hmm. Even if you were convinced that free will was, that you didn't really have free will, that it was illusory, you would still live your life as if you did. And rightly so, at the relative level of your mind. The mind does make choices. So use your free will, illusory or not, in the service of love and understanding.
I don't know if you remember the answer that you gave to, I think it was Clayton, 2 or 3 days ago. He read 2 of your quotes, and I think you talked about
Clayton, yes.
The search, that we tend to kind of have this tendency to search and to protect ourselves, and that those things eventually have to collapse. And I didn't, for some reason, I associated those two things of protection and searching with our sense that we have free will and that we're in control of much of what we do. And I understood that you said that at some point those things do have to collapse. So I thought there might be another way of looking at free will. That was how I came to that.
Well, the illusion of free will is an inevitable consequence of believing yourself to be a temporary, finite consciousness. So, in other words, that the belief of being a temporary, finite consciousness is really the root of the illusion of free will. So, as long as that fundamental belief remains in place, then it's inevitable that you will feel you have free will, even if you impose on yourself the idea that you don't really have free will, because the separate self is still intact, you will really feel as if you do. Mm-hmm. So the deeper question is whether you are a separate entity, either to have free will or not to have free will. That's the deeper question. That's the thing to find out. Then the question is the question you're asking is, does King Lear have free will or not? But the real question is, who is King Lear? Is there a character called King Lear, either to have free will or not to have free will? If you discover who King Lear is, the question of free will and all the other questions will take care of itself.